Well, for the most part, they agreed to disagree, but did commit to keep in close contact. That much at least is clear from last evening's telephone conversation between Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Statements from a government spokesperson here and from Downing Street restated the current impasse over the Brexit withdrawal treaty. The border backstop must go, insists Mr Johnson. The deal can't be reopened, says Mr Varadkar. They did concur on the common travel area between Ireland and the UK, which they said wouldn't change after Brexit, and restated their desire to see devolved government restored at Stormont. But there was also a chilling reminder yesterday of what a botched Brexit might mean with that bomb explosion on the Fermanagh border, designed, say the PSNI, to kill or seriously injure police officers. Well, we can talk to our Northern editor, Tommy Gorman, who's been following developments overnight. Tommy, thanks for taking our call this morning. First of all, this conversation yesterday evening between Mr Johnson and Leo Varadkar, the second since Boris Johnson became Prime Minister, but a lengthy conversation by all accounts, up to an hour. Are they any closer, though, to finding common ground?
They're not, Brian. If anything, yesterday's conversation that went on for an hour as opposed to 15 minutes on the 30th of July, yesterday's conversation once more undermined how far apart they are. And the background to it was that Boris Johnson is due to meet the French president and the German chancellor later this week. He's also due to see Donald Tusk on the margins of the G7 summit in Biarritz at the weekend. So here he was having a discussion with the Taoiseach, because after all, Ireland will contain the land border between the United Kingdom and the European Union after Britain leaves the EU. And it was the controversial backstop that I suppose was again at the heart of their disagreement.
Now, following the conversation, Downing Street also released a letter that Boris Johnson has sent to Donald Tusk, the president of the European Council. And that was very emphatic in relation to his position and what the British government, position in relation to this backstop.
Absolutely. This was Boris Johnson outlining the case, and I suppose the Irish government was expecting this. It was aware of this letter. It was Boris Johnson outlining the case that he's going to make to Donald Tusk and to other European leaders in relation to the backstop, again repeating that it has to go, saying, as far as he's concerned, that it's anti-democratic. And also, for the first time in very explicit terms, saying that as far as he's concerned, suggesting that the backstop itself jars with some of the principles of the Good Friday Agreement. And there was quite a frosty response from a government spokesperson to some of those assertions made in that letter. And it's a four-page letter, Brian. It's quite lengthy. But some of the comments from the Irish government were that it disagreed with his version of why the backstop jars with a Good Friday Agreement. And it said the reality is that Brexit itself is a threat to the Good Friday Agreement. And whereas Boris Johnson had been talking in some vague terms about alternative arrangements that might be put in place, the government's response through a spokesperson was the letter has no details of any of those alternatives, and until and unless there are alternatives outlined in specific terms, the backstop must remain. So again, no meeting of minds at European level either.
They did, though, Mr Johnson and Mr Varadkar, agree that their teams, as they say, would maintain close contact over the coming weeks while recognising the negotiations take place between the EU, the EU27 and the UK. Now, continuing close contact between Dublin and London, is that likely to yield anything?
Well, Brian, the significance of that is, I think you will see, we've already had some contact between government ministers, the likes of Pascal Donoghue and his equivalent. We've already had that contact. I think you'll see more of that between government ministers outlining their differing positions, I suppose trying to build up some levels of understanding about their misunderstanding with British government ministers and between officials. And I suppose more significantly, perhaps, there's the understanding that the British Prime Minister is going to come to Dublin early in September, and I think that will be an important meeting. Now, before that, you will have these contacts between Boris Johnson and the other European leaders.
Just finally, Tommy, one of the UK's hopes post-Brexit is for an early and comprehensive and favourable trade deal with the United States. Now, Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat Speaker of the US House of Representatives, has already warned that anything which threatens the Good Friday Agreement would result in obstacles in that regard in relation to a trade deal. And Chuck Schumer now, the Senate minority leader, the Democrat senator, has also raised a similar issue.
That's right, Brian. Entirely consistent with the signals we had from Democrats and indeed some Republicans who have an interest in Irish affairs. They're saying that the Good Friday Agreement must not in any way be undermined. There must be no return to a hard border. But as things sit at the moment, Brian, and as the clock ticks down, it's obvious that, to me anyway, it's obvious that unless there is some major change of heart, we're heading for a situation where the British government is pushing for a hard Brexit and the Irish government, under pressure from the European Union to restate its European credentials, is going to have to look very, very practically about having some form of border controls in the island of Ireland. And I think the US intervention, the US policy in relation to that, in particular from Nancy Pelosi, who came and inspected the border, walked along the border, is very aware of the Good Friday Agreement. That's the significance of the US intervention.
Very good. Tommy Gorman, thank you for that.